Devin is an esthetician here on Pure Skin Talk. Great advice she will be dishing, from acne to anti-aging. Come on, keep it locked, 'cause it's honest, plain and simple here on Pure Skin Talk.
Welcome to Pure Skin Talk. My name is Devin MacArthur. I am a licensed esthetician and certified makeup artist. This podcast is for anyone who wants to learn more about skin and how to take care of it. From acne to anti-aging, I am covering it all and making it easy to understand. Follow me on Instagram at PureSkinOC. Well, hello there. So today we're going to discuss some common makeup mistakes, things you want to avoid, or just some tips to help you with your makeup and how it affects your skin. But of course, let's talk about some business stuff. Don't forget to follow me on social media at PureSkinOC. Lots of tips, sometimes specials and all that. So if you follow me, you won't ever miss a thing. And then you can also visit my online store, pureskinoc.com. But on that website, you can also see all the services. So if you're local, you want to come to me, you can see everything that I do. There's reviews on there, all that good stuff. So, and then from there, you can definitely book an appointment online if you're interested. And of course, I also do my online consultations, my skincare coaching. So that's always available. So you can check that out. I'd love to be able to help you with your skin. And then, of course, if you could rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast, that is super, super, super helpful. I know it's annoying that I ask every week, as does every podcaster out there, because it really does help spread the word. And I would really appreciate that. And I think that's it. Yeah, follow me on social media, follow the podcast, give it a 5-star review. That would be fantastic. And then, of course, my website, pureskinoc.com. So I think that's it for today. So let's get started. So these are not in any particular order. I just, you know, whatever. I just went as I thought of them. So first one, wash your makeup brushes. This should be done in two ways. At least once a month, you should be giving them a thorough wash. And then after every use, you should be using a spray brush cleanser. Easy and fast. I will post how to do these things and what to use on my social media. I'll post them along with the announcement of this podcast episode, so you have it all in one place. I'll show you what to use to cleanse. I'll show you what to use to spray. And then I'll show you how I hang dry my brushes. But it's just super important that you keep these clean, because remember that your brushes get dirty. And if they are not clean before using, you're letting dirt, oil, and bacteria into your skin. So it really should be done after every single use. Okay. And honestly, using a spray brush, cleaner, cleanser, whatever, it takes you 30 seconds. I mean, it's super easy, super fast. Second tip. Please never go to bed with your makeup on. I mean, I'm sure you guys have heard me say this a million times. Your skin is quite dirty at night, so it's really important that you wash it before you lay on your face all night. The entire day settles into your skin, and breakouts and clogged pores become more prevalent. So it's an easy way to avoid that issue. Plus, I mean, I remember going to bed, you know, in my 20s with my makeup on and waking up the next morning, like, I always felt really gross. So, and I didn't have issues with breakouts. I just felt like I just felt dirty. So definitely don't recommend it. Wash your face every morning and every night. Totally worth it. Third tip, don't use makeup wipes. I mean, I dedicated a whole podcast episode to this topic. This is how strongly I feel about it. They don't actually clean the skin, but rather they swirl the dirt and makeup all around your skin. It's like if you cleansed your skin but didn't rinse it off. So you wouldn't do that, right? So it'd be like, okay, I'm going to put my cleanser on. I'm going to rinse it all on my skin, swirl it, and make sure it gets all clean. And then you walk away. You would never do that. That's kind of what is used, is it's like using a makeup wipe. Okay. Fourth tip, be careful when removing eye makeup. Now, I like the Neutrogena oil-free eye makeup remover. It's gentle, inexpensive, and effective at removing even waterproof mascara. I know some of you will just use your cleanser, totally fine too. Sometimes you'll use the makeup cloth eraser. It's a makeup eraser, but there's different brands now. But the makeup eraser, you know, you just use water and that helps to remove it too. But if you're going to use this oil-free eye makeup remover, I recommend that you saturate the cotton and let it sit on your eyes for a little bit. I don't know, 20, 30 seconds. And it softens the makeup and it comes off easier because you don't want to rub aggressively. Because remember that the eye area is about 7 times thinner than the rest of your face. So we need to be extra careful. This is also important when applying eye makeup. I know that when I was going to makeup school, one of the things we were taught was how to apply eyeliner without stretching the eye. It's a little bit more difficult, but it can definitely be done and will save you from aging your eye area. So, because if the eye is thinner, then it's going to age faster. And remember, we already squint, we already rub our eyes, we already do things that are aging our eyes faster. So I feel like if there's ways to not do that, then we should prevent that, you know, whenever we can. Okay. Number five, when you have a blemish, sometimes the makeup can make it worse. A blemish comes with infection and inflammation. So applying makeup that may contain oils and or synthetic fragrance could irritate that blemish further. After you apply the sunscreen, that's your last step in your skincare routine. Take a Q-tip and clean the affected area and then apply a spot treatment. Now, I recommend the SkinScript Spot Blemish Treatment. I know it works, and I know it works in this way. So if you apply a small amount to that affected area, this is going to help protect the blemish from makeup. And of course, the spot treatment's also going to help the blemish. But that way, there's a barrier in between the blemish and makeup, but not just a barrier, something that's actually going to protect that affected area in a different way than like the sunscreen that is just a product that will protect it. But this actually has ingredients in there that it's antibacterial and keep that area clean and not be affected by the other makeup ingredients going in there. Hopefully that makes sense. Number six, if you are prone to clogged pores, clogged bumps, I'm going to post a picture of an example of social media, on my social media, what I'm talking about, but I'm sure you've all seen it if it's not something you've had to deal with, but you put makeup on, but you still have those little bumps. It's often like, I mean, you can see it on the forehead. Sometimes it's on the cheeks, oftentimes the jawline for women. But even though we cover it up, I can't see the redness, but you can still see the bumps shining through, you know? So wearing primer, liquid foundations, cream blushes, and even cream-based highlighters can make your skin worse. The oils and emollients in these products might not work with your skin. Now, I wish I had a quick solution for you, but I don't. First, if you wear all of these, then you need to figure out which one, if not all of them, is causing the problem. So this is where we play the elimination game. You wear one, see what happens, and so on. Once you figure out the product or products, obviously stop using them. This doesn't mean that you can't wear any of them ever again. It just means that you have to find one that doesn't cause these problems. So I know that can be difficult, but it's possible. I haven't seen a lot of major issues with liquid foundations. I've seen more with primers, blushes, the cream blushes, and the cream-based highlighters. So I would start with those, and hopefully it's not the liquid foundation, but quite honestly, it could be all of them. But just my experience says it's usually liquid foundation last. Okay, so I know that's not a fun thing to have to figure out, but it's something only you can figure out because there are so many different types of foundations out there, not just brands, but formulas and ingredients and all that stuff. Don't use one that has a salicylic acid in it or anything like that. You don't need one with sunscreen because that doesn't really, it's not super effective. So just get one that specifically has makeup in it. You don't need any of those skincare ingredients because it's not doing anything for the skin. So maybe that will help in the elimination process for you. Okay, tip number 7. Makeup is not always bad for your skin. Even though I gave you all these reasons not to wear it, it's not always bad for your skin. You can think of it as extra protection. So if you are using makeup that you know isn't causing breakouts because there's nothing in, there's no oils or emollients that are irritating your skin, then it is extra protection. It's one more layer that is protecting you from the environment, from the sun. Okay. Your skin doesn't need to breathe because it doesn't have a respiratory system. So you don't have to take a break from it. I hear a lot of people say like, oh, I just need to take a break from my makeup for a couple days. Unless your makeup is directly causing you a problem, wearing makeup isn't an issue. As long as you're wearing makeup that doesn't clog your pores, as I said, or irritate your skin, you can really wear it every single day. Okay. So those are some 7 tips for you. I hope that helps. I hope that helps you, kind of helps the health of your skin and figure out what you need to do if you are having issues with anything. As always, you can always reach out to me and ask me questions, devin@pureskinoc.com, and then follow me on social media at pureskinoc or my online store, pureskinoc.com. And also, I had this Facebook group for a while, called Pure Skin Talk, and it was pretty active, and then it wasn't, and then I kind of let it go. I stopped posting. So some people have requested to join recently. So if you ever have any questions, I recommend going there first, because that way I get a lot of people who have the same questions, so that way I can answer it in one place. So if you haven't joined the group yet, Pure Skin Talk on Facebook. It's just kind of where we can talk about everything that's happened on the podcast. And that's it, guys. I hope you have a wonderful week. Halloween is coming up. I hope that you guys get to celebrate and do everything that you want to do. And I think that's it. Have a great one, guys. We'll talk soon. Thanks. Bye.